The Affordable Care Act opened for business for consumers today, but thousands of low-income working people in Michigan are waiting to sign up for health insurance today because the wait isn't just because of the federal shutdown. It's because the state still hasn't filed a waiver with the federal government to run the Medicaid expansion. Jake Neer, reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us now. Jake, it sounds like we've got two different issues here, a technological one and then one having to do with these waivers. Start off by telling us what these waivers are and then how are they getting in the way of folks signing up for expanded Medicaid?
Well, first of all, the state decided not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act without putting in some of its own demands, I guess, that, you know, they didn't want to just accept the program as offered by the federal government. They wanted to put in some provisions that they said that Republicans here in the legislature say protect taxpayers. It makes sure that, you know, the state isn't on the hook for the expansion, paying for it, that is. If federal funding drops below a certain level. So all these things, they also wanted to add some incentives for healthy lifestyles, that sort of thing. And all those things have to be approved by the federal government. I think the one that they're waiting on right now just sort of outlines how the state plans to structure things like copays and premiums and things like that. That has to be approved by the federal government. So they have to submit a waiver. Once that's approved, then they can start, you know, signing people up for Medicaid, even though it doesn't take effect until March or April because the legislature decided not to give it immediate effect. If they would have done that, it would have taken effect on January 1st. But either way, they want to start signing up people as early as possible. And for states that got this done a little early that decided to expand Medicaid the way that it was offered from the federal government, or they got their waivers in early and were approved early, they're going to be signing up people today. Whereas here in Michigan, we're still trying to get our ducks in a row, still trying to get the federal approval. And that means that people are going to have to wait for a little while before they can sign up.
Do we have any idea of when this is going to be fixed? What are you hearing from the Department of Community Health?
They're just saying right now that we want to try to sign people up as soon as possible. They're not giving any specific dates because not only have they not gotten the federal approval yet, they haven't even submitted the waiver yet for federal approval. So this is, you know, they've only had a short period of time since the governor signed this into law just a couple weeks ago. To get the waiver drafted and then and all that. So really, it's all up in the air right now. They don't know when this is going to happen. But what they're telling people right now is that they you know, because Michigan is going to be taking part in the federal exchange instead of having a state-run exchange, the Michigan Department of Community Health, they're telling people who would be part or think that they're going to be part of this expanded Medicaid population to go to the federal health website at healthcare.gov to see if they're eligible for the expanded population. They can do that today and then wait for more info when our program here in Michigan is up and running.
Now, let's talk about the technology, speaking of the healthcare exchange and healthcare.gov. And here we have the technology letting us down. It sounds like some websites are down. What do you hear?
From what I'm hearing, there are people trying to sign up for health insurance on the federal exchange right now as we speak, and they're coming up with these error messages saying that they can't create an account, that things are just, you know, that there are glitches. Even if they do get through, you know, the first few steps, then an error message will come up later. From what I'm hearing, you know, it's because there's such a rush from people to all get, you know, because this is the first day that the exchange is up, there's just a heavy amount of traffic. And also because people who set these exchanges up, according to them, you know, it was a lot of technological infrastructure to set up in a short period of time. So they were almost sort of expecting this to happen. At least that's the word that we're getting from officials that are involved with this. You know, they just had so much to do in such a short period of time. It was almost inevitable that, you know, these glitches would show up.
Jake Neer with the Michigan Public Radio Network. Always good talking with you, Jake. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Cindy.